Janice Lipson is Director of Visual Arts and Education at the Banana Factory, and she's the guiding force behind Envision Photography Festival and the establishment of Lehigh Valley Photography Month. She's an accomplished photographer, and this year you get to see some of her work in the new exhibition, Growing Up, Miami Beach to the Big Apple, on view in Northampton Community College's Communications Hall Gallery, now through December 13th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. I walked through the exhibition a day before the opening reception with Janice Lipson, and we talked street photography. Photographer Janice Lipson.
I love street photography. Love it, love it, love it. You know, I like to walk, and I like to take pictures when I walk because I see stuff. And that's what I was doing. When it was Miami Beach, I was 18. And then New York, I was in my early 20s. And if anybody knows me, knows that one thing I have in abundance is chutzpah. I always like to look over people's heads. Then they think, oh, they're not really looking at me.
Some of these, there's some fairly serious engagement where they're kind of looking. There's one particular, I think you're roaming Little Italy, and this gentleman's got his finger pointed at you. And
he definitely saw me, and I saw him. And I was a young, beautiful woman at that time. What are you going to do, punch me out?
Is it something where you can see the moment right away, or is it sometimes where you're, oh, there's a good one coming, and you kind of sit there and wait?
Both of those things come into play. A lot of times I just go with my gut. There's just something that attracts me to some moment in some little form of whatever that graphic structure is, and I just wait till the right moment that I feel in my gut and press that button. That's at the racetrack.
It's a what the heck is going on moment, which is so cool about it, because we've been pulled into the mystery. You're looking at this thing and going, well, you know, they're all looking over there and I can't see anything. And this woman, she's just taking a nap. But it's got that kind of thing where normally in a photograph, the attention gaze is kind of zeroed in on you and tracked on you. And this is the absolute opposite. We need to go way over there to figure out what the heck's going on.
I like to use every inch of the frame. So you'll notice, like a lot of my pictures, I make sure that there's some sort of interest in every part of the frame because I want people to look at the work and discover things.
And I think also to be a great street photographer, you have to have a really good sense of humor. And again, this is one of those, like, what's going on?
Not my mother.
Well, I've heard that rumor.
It's not a boat.
It's not a boat. I heard that rumor too, yeah.
I just love looking at people. There's that huge circle over there, and there's the circles all over there, and there's their circular eyeglasses. And then, of course, before SPF 15, there was a little piece of paper you put on your nose. So who doesn't love that?
This one's a Manhattan moment. In Manhattan, you see the most amazing things, and people are usually very, oh, yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah, woman walking down the street in high heels and a bikini. And really what makes it for me, again, I'm telling you, I look at all of the frames. So you've got this statue over here, and she's just bathed in light. That's another thing about photography I love, is just elements of light. And it just looks like she's just appeared there. Everybody else is in the shadows and in the darks. One of those perfect moments where sometimes you get them.
And she has a perfect expression. That's what nails it. She's got that expression. It just, you know, ties it all up in a bow.
Hate posed pictures. Hate them. So I just wait for that feeling to happen.
Do you spend a lot of time? Do you really walk around a lot? Do you burn a lot of pixels? In the olden days, burned a lot of film till you had the one that was perfect for you?
I would go through some film, but I wasn't hasty with my photographs. I usually get it in two or three shots, if not the first. You just have to wait for the right moment and feel it, and it all comes together. It's exciting. My heart always races a beat when I get it.
Do you know when you've gotten the one?
I do. I can remember, this is Miami in the late 70s and New York in the 80s, and right now we're in 2013. I remember every moment that I took these photographs, so it's pretty strange.
Well, this is another one that I love for that what the heck is going on mode. You've got the two couples that are these, you know, two groups of people that are kind of engaged, and you're kind of staring at it. And you've got this person in the middle that's back to the wall. He just, I'm not going to be in your picture. So you want to know why. And as I was digging around and really digging through it, this just came up.
I love that bird. That's my favorite bird of all my pictures. But yeah, he's so mysterious. I mean, he's also wearing traditional garb for Hasidim Jews. And so he's got that hat and the coat in the middle of, you know, Miami and the monolith right next to him. So it just came together. Sometimes you see these things.
In each of these, you've got one little bon mot off in the corner.
Did you see this? I mean, I really like the viewer to be engaged because I'm engaged in that moment, and I really spend time to just feel that perfect composition where, like, again, it's frame to frame. Use something to capture your imagination. I came from that old school with Cartier-Bresson. You can't crop in anything. Of course, now with Instagram and my digital photography, it's really fun to crop, so what the heck?
Janice Lipson, Director of Visual Arts and Education at the Banana Factory. Growing Up, Miami Beach to the Big Apple. Her exhibition is on view in Northampton Community College's Communications Hall Gallery, main campus. The exhibition is on view now through December 13th. For more information, their number is 610-861-5062. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.